Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Hey, Ra'u Iyim V'Yirahu. Iyim means the nations. Iyim literally means the islands, but many times we use this word in reference to the nations of the world, V'Yirahu, and they were afraid. And we're referring, according to the simple understanding of the world war between Avraham Avinu and the four kings. The four kings conquered the five kings, and in the process they captured Lot, and Avraham rallied his men to retrieve and to save Lot. And in the process, he conquered the four kings. So when this happened, Avraham, so this pasuk really is going back, according to the simple interpretation, is going back to pasuk Gimel of Yirdefeim Yavar Shalom Arach Bragav Lo Yavo, and pasuk Bey is describing how Avraham Avinu, how he attacked with his with earth and with Kash, he threw these things against the enemy, and it turned into swords. According to the Medrash, it turned into bows. According to the simple interpretation, that with his sword and bow, he was able to conquer numerous enemies. And here the pasuk describes the reaction of the world. When the world watched, when they witnessed this, they listened to the radio and they heard what happened. They were frightened. Why were they frightened? Because they were next, or they felt it was a reality check. They realized that power does not depend on physical might, it depends on the will of Hashem. And they came to the realization, something that they probably subconsciously knew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world, and this was a wake-up call to the world of reality. So they were frightened. They realized their lives were nothing more than lies. Kitso saaretz yecheradu, the edges of the earth were they trembled. This report of what happened, the success of Avraham against all odds, l'malam derech hateva, caused the world to tremble all the way to the end of the earth. Karvu v'yesayun, they came close. They wanted to learn more. They were curious, similar to what we had in the previous parakim about Nebuchadnezzar. After Nebuchadnezzar heard the report of the miraculous conquest, the survival of Yerushalayim, Chizkiyahu over Sancheriv, how could such a thing happen? How could it be that Sancheriv, who was the world leader, conquered the entire world, wasn't able to conquer a small, little, teeny city, Yerushalayim? How could it possibly be that 185,000 generals just suddenly died along the walls of Yerushalayim? So Nebuchadnezzar was curious. He came, not Nebuchadnezzar, I'm sorry, Baladon, Merodach Baladon, the father of Nebuchadnezzar, he came. Merodach Baladon came to inquire how could such a thing have happened, and he sent gifts. And there, Chizkiyahu made the mistake that he showed him too much. He was too kind to this person, Baladon, in showing him the wealth and the success of Klal Yisrael. But there was a curiosity, and that's here what it says. Karvu the Yesayun, the nation of the world came close to see. Karvu means they came close. The Yesayun means osa, to come. Two words which mean they came close to inquire, to learn more about Avraham Avinu. Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk Vav is a difficult pasuk. Ish esrei ehu ya'azoyru. Let's just read the words of the Mitzudos. He has a very interesting, simple translation. Ish esrei ehu ya'azoyru. He adds a number of words into the pasuk. The im kol zeh. And despite the incredible miracle, Av Sherohu, they saw Pile Hokel, the wonders of God, Mikol Makom, Ozru Ze Lezel Asos Hapsila. The Mitzudos learns the Nictus Pasuk as the beginning of a series of psukim which describe Avodah Zarah. Okay, well, it's very clear. The next Pasuk Zayin, only one Pasuk describes in detail the process of making Avodah Zarah, and the Mitzudas takes Pasuk Vav as a lead-in to that Pasuk. So he adds the words, and even though they heard and they were terrorized, they were trembled, they were afraid, they were awakened to the world of reality, it didn't last. The miracle did not make enough of an impression upon them that they should change their lifestyle. They didn't. They said, listen, we see it's true that there's a God. Obviously, something here has happened which is beyond our understanding. But so what? It was a one-time event. We also have gods. Our gods are powerful. And let's just strengthen ourselves, come together, and build better gods. and worship our gods more, and then our God will be able to overcome this event, this God, or this occurrence, where Avraham was able to succeed. So it didn't last. I mean, this is a very common theme, very common idea, is that no one becomes religious. People who become religious because of miracles, it's not a good thing. People who see open miracles, or at least they think that they see open miracles, it's proven, it's the track record, it's proven that it doesn't last very long. It's a nice one-time deal, it's a wake-up call, wow, they're impressed, it'll last for a couple of days, and then business as usual. Becoming religious, becoming aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very long, difficult process, which a person has to see the workings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the world of Teva, through the natural world. And we don't need to look further than ourselves. Look at Klal Yisrael. Look at Klal Yisrael, the time of Matan Torah. They witnessed the most awesome miracles. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the 10 Makos, Makos Bechoros, Kriyas Yamsuf. And how long did it last? It lasted 40 days, not even. And after 40 days, the Kiboshesh Moshe. Moshe was just a few minutes late. Right away, they killed Hor. They were about to kill Aaron. It's time for a new God, Egel Hazaf. And from that we suffer Ad Hayom Hazeh. How could it possibly be? I forgot what happened 40 days ago. How could it possibly be? The answer is it's right, because all of these things, they cannot. It's not something which can be sustained. Miracles, l'malo miderech hateva, cannot be sustained. It's not the world of reality, and the effect wears off very quickly. And if it's true for us, al achas kama v'kama, how much more so it's true for the nations of the world. They saw Avraham Avinu was an Ivri, was on one side of the world. The whole world was against his ideology, against his belief that there's one God, there's one Creator. And now they were presented with proof, miracles. He was able to succeed. Okay, nice, impressive, but business as usual. Im kol zeh, critical words of the Mitzudos. Despite all of these incredible miracles, im kol zeh afshiro pilei hakel, bikol mokom azru zeh lazeh lasos hapsilim, they abandoned one another to make psilim, and they started. And karvu v'yesayun, they came close v'yesayun, and they came close to witness what has happened. But ish esher yazoru, each one said to the other, let us strengthen ourselves in our service to the gods. We will make for them more beautiful idols, more elaborate forms of worship. Ish esh'eyu yazor, each one would help his friend, and to their fellow yomar, they would say chazak, they would say, let's strengthen ourselves. I don't know if this is true, but I vaguely remember there used to be a song, popular song from this pasuk. And if you take the pasuk, in isolation, it's a very nice pasuk, right? Everyone's achdus. It's a very nice pasuk. Achdus. Everyone, ish esreyu yahzor, each man shall help his fellow man. And yoimar chazok, and say to his fellow man, be strong, and let's succeed. It's a beautiful pasuk. You can't deny that it's a beautiful pasuk. It's a beautiful expression of achdus. What? If you would take this pasuk, if this pasuk would mean for the service of the Baruch Hu, out of context, it really is. It's beautiful. It's poetic. It brings out an idea in the most beautiful way. The only problem is, according to the simple interpretation, both according to the Mitzvah, and we'll do Rashi in a moment as well. It's in the interpretation, the pashat of the context of the pasuk. It's horrible. It means everyone should come together to deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, to take this pasuk and make it into a song, it's a little bit strange. I mean, it's a little bit strange. I mean, I'm not a baki in Yeshaya. Perhaps if we study all of the Rishonim, we will find other mefarshim that will interpret this as put a positive spin on this pasuk. But at least on the page, and most of the Sifrei, the Sifrei that we use to Tanakh, we study Rashi, we study the Mitzudos, we look at the Radak, look in the Malbim. There are a few Beforshim, but it seems, I didn't look in the Malbim, I didn't look here in Sifrei, but it seems from the simple, the two things that are on the page over here that we have in front of us, they both agree that the Pshat is Avodah Zarah. So it would appear that it would not be such a good idea to make this pasuk into a song, and everyone should sing and dance to it by wedding. Ish esreel yazer v'yom. What?
pasuk before you have. Yeah, I saw you. You have in the Muslim.
The Yesayin, they came, right? They came to see. They came to see. But here it's a whole pasuk. Ish is so. It could be maybe. I know this memory. I remember this sticks in my memory, but it could be among maybe it's a different pasuk. But I remember hearing about this. So this pasuk and it's avodah zarah and it's foolishness to make this pasuk into a song. Let's go further. Ula achiv yomer chazak. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi learns the pasuk. It's a little bit almost the same idea, similar. Ila Rashi dibra maskul ish esre yomer chazak lamulchama ula yamdu lohem eloyhem. Same idea, but not going on the actual construction, the formation of the Avodah Zarah, but it means let us go out to war. Avram Avinu has prevailed, he conquered the four kings. Let's now go to war against Avraham before he comes and conquers us. Avram conquered four kings which had conquered five kings, so nine kings are gone. I do not know how many kings exist in the world at this point in time. But they were obviously other powers, and they were afraid that they were next in line. So they all said to themselves, Ish Esher Yazor, they all made an alliance. There were some United Nations at that time as well, and they all got together and said, we're in a lot of trouble. This loner, Avram Avinu, he's succeeding. We have to protect ourselves. Yoimar, they would say, Chazak. Pasuk Zayin. What did they do? What?
I think Avram Fried made
something. Avram Fried? I can't.
Chazak means Chazak.
No, that's different. So that's different.
That's another one.
That's another one. Is that it?
Chazak means Chazak.
No. Yeah, right?
That's not
that didn't make
the sense.
Sorry.
As a Talmud Chachma, we can't have Shom say anything. No, that's okay. Okay, Pasuk Zayin. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Avram Fried. What?
Over here as Rashi Perish Aleph.
Yeah.
Perish
Oh, I don't have. No, I don't have that. Yeah, what does it say? Oh, let me see.
The fact that I was wondering why there was.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, this is a very good. Okay, I didn't see. There are different versions. The Rashi, and the VM. There are different versions. Let me see what it says here. Give me one second. Mem. Aleph. I was preparing in the morning today with a very good the microscope, the new microscope Gedolos, which is very, very good, very accurate. Let's see, Mem Aleph, Pasuk
He. This is the
Pasuk.
The
next Pasuk
has
two.
Ish Eshu Eyu Yazoru, Ze Oizer Ezeb, Bebirchos Baruch, Rashi Perish Bey, Zah, Bebirchos Baruch Avram, Ze Oizer Ezeb, Bimatonos. Okay, so here you're right. You see that on the page itself. I didn't see this. You have here Rashi Perish Beis. So here it's putting a good twist. Ze oizer ze. Each one would encourage the brachos Baruch Avram. Ze oizer ze b'matanos. Vayitin lo masamikol. Okay, so I take it back.
So Rashi
Beis is putting a positive twist. Positive. Each one. We're gonna get to this. I want to just finish a couple of psukim.
Rashi Beis is talking about the Jews.
It's talking about the kings of the world when the kings as Malki Tzedek. We're referring to a very specific event in the Torah after he succeeded Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem Hoitzi Lechem V'Yayin Hu Koyim LeKelion. He blessed Avram and he said, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Konei Shamayim Baruch. Baruch. Uvaruch. I've got the psukim. Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Konei Shamayim Baruch. Okay, we'll come to it in a moment. We're going to do this soon. We're going to get to it. But I want to go through the psukim according to the similar interpretation. Then Rashi himself says, by the way, everything here is interpreted in the Medrash. In the Medrash, Rashi actually goes to the Psukim once again, all over again, and explains the details, and that's really what Rashi in the Perish Beis is alluding to. So it's true, I take it back, even though Rashi in Perish Aleph and Rashi in the Metzudas puts a very negative twist on this Pasuk, but Rashi Perish Beis says that people blessed Avraham Avinu when they saw his success. Ish Esrei once said to his friend, let us go and greet the leader, Avraham, and let us bless him. And let us give him bracha, and let us give him gifts. So then it's a nice thing. Okay, but still, if you were a songwriter, I don't know if you would take a pasuk where Rashi Perish Aleph and the Mesudas.
So how often is that we have two separate?
Very common.
Very rich Rashis,
yeah. I mean, over here in this edition, you do have it.
What
I don't know where they're getting it from. No, the Mikros Dos that I had, I had the new Mikros Dos. It's beautiful, the new one from the Ma'or. The Ma'or Mikros Gedolos. It's unbelievable. It's clear. It's big. It appears to have been worked through very much. I don't know the details. They don't have a Rashi Perish base. They just have Rashi Perish. They just have the regular Rashi. So this, I don't know where this came from. Okay, let's see. Let's go a little bit further. We'll come back to this a little bit later. So one man would say, the brother would say to the other, let's strengthen ourselves. Pasuk Zayin. Vayechazek Chorosh. Now here is how they would strengthen themselves. They would prepare the idols. Vayechazek Chorosh. The Chorosh is the craftsman. According to the Mitzudos, it means the person who works with wood. So it appears that the base of an idol was made from wood. As tsarif is the smith, the person who works with metal. Machlef patish means a person that bangs with a hammer. Patish is a small hammer. It's the hammer you use when you're just about to finish. It's the last step in applying the metal plates to a piece of wood. Holem poa means to beat with power. Holem means to beat. Poa means, I think it means power, with might. And it means a person has a sledgehammer, and you give very heavy bangs upon metal to thin it out and to shape it. So that's the person who deals with the metal in the beginning. In other words, they would provide a smith with raw metal, and there was one smith that specialized in taking the raw material and flattening it out into large,
smooth
plates. And then they would give it to the machalik bepatish, to the finisher, to another person who is a specialist in smoothing, in cutting, and finishing off the piece of metal into thinner, smaller pieces to be used to cover the wood. So there were two different specialists: the hoylem, the hoylem poam, and the machalik patish. And then there's the third person who's the Chorosh, he's the craftsman. Either it can mean he's a general contractor, he's in charge of everything. That's how the Rav Schwab explains this pasuk to mean. The Chorosh, the general contractor who sits in the trailer the whole day with his baseball hat, is on the phone the whole day, making sure all the workers come and do their thing. He's the Chorosh. And then we have the Machlev Patish, specialist. Specialists usually make more money. And the Hoylem Poam is another specialist. And then we have Oymer La Devek Toiv, who... And then they would say one to another, oh, it's a good fit. And then another specialist would come in, vayechazkeu v'masmirim lo yimot. They would bring another specialist that would specialize in gluing and nailing the plates to the piece of wood to make sure it should never loosen and be removed. So it's a description of making an idol. First comes the chorosh, the person who specializes in wood. Then comes the Hoylem Poam, the one who bangs the raw material. He gives it to the Machalik Patish, the one who cuts into even smaller pieces and makes it exactly perfect. And then they try it out for size. They stick it on, they try to apply it to the Avodah Zarah. If it's a good fit, they say, excellent. Bring in the specialist who nails the plate to the idol, and we got ourselves an idol, and we're ready to roll. We're in business. So let's read the whole pasuk one more time. Vayechazek Chorosh Tzarif. The Chorosh, the general contractor, strengthens the Tzarif, the craftsman. And now we Machalik Patish. Now you have to hear the word Vayechazek, as this is very common. We had this many times. The word in the beginning of the pasuk should be. It's as if it reappears at least a second time. So read the next part of the pasuk. Vayechazek Patish es Hoylem Poam. The one that finishes encourages the one who starts and says, "No, I need something to work with. Can you please do your job? Can you please take the raw material and flatten it out for me so I'll have what to work with and I can finish it off and cut it into the exact size?" After that's done, they then try it on for size. they take these plates, Oymer la devek tov, they say, means concerning the devek, the attachment, tofu, it's good. They try it on, they take the middle, they cover the idol, does it fit? Excellent, it fits. And then, vayichazikeyu v'masmerim, they strengthen it with nails, lo yimot, that it should not fall off the idol. This is what the people of the world were busy doing the whole day during the time of Avram Avinu. And even though they witnessed firsthand the incredible miracle, success of Avram Avinu, who claimed that his success only came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they were not willing to take that step and believe in Hashem, and Adraba, it had a bad effect on them. They strengthened themselves to further their belief in idols. Pasuk Ches. V'ato, now, Pasuk Ches, let's see the Rash. Now, let's see this whole thing, the Medrash. The Medrash says, okay, the Medrash, let me just find the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Hey. So see over here. See, my Rashi is going back. See, he's going back here. Let's just go read one more pasuk. One more pasuk. Pasuk Ches. The Ato Yisrael Avdi, and you Yisrael, my servant, Yaakov Asher Becharticho, Yaakov, which I have chosen, Zera Avraham Oyhavi. You are the seed of Avraham, the one who I love, the one Oyhavi who loves me. Asher, which hechazaktich, I have strengthened you, mitzosar, from the ends of the earth, u'me'atzilecha kirosicha, me'atzilecha means from the mighty ones. I have called out to you from the gedolim. Notice, even though you are trapped, even though you are, you, my nation, we're referring here to Klal Yisrael during the times of Golus. That the Klal Yisrael during the times of Golus, I remember this event, I remember that you are a descendant of Avraham, who has awakened the world and rebelled against the idols of the world and have served me, and I will take you from among the great. Just because you live in countries where you're enslaved and you're exiled, and the countries that your host countries are mighty, they're powerful, they are the Atzilim. Atzilim means the mighty nations, and they will never tolerate, will never allow you to leave, just to leave and go to Eretz Yisrael, and the mighty nations will not allow a base Hamidosh to be rebuilt, will not allow Eretz Yisrael to be taken back, to be returned to Bnei Yisrael. Don't worry, Hashem says, I will do it. These mighty nations are nothing before me, and when I want, it will happen. Asher hechazakticha, I have strengthened you from the ends of the earth, u'miatzilecha kirasicha, I have called to you from while you were in the middle, you were in the clutches of the mighty nations. I have said to you, Avdi Ata, you are my servant. Becharticha, I have chosen you. And I have not rejected you. You are not disgusting in my eyes, although it appears that there is Hester Panim, who has concealed himself, and our enemies have humiliated us, and have humbled us, and have enslaved us. That does not mean that I have rejected you. I have still chosen you, and the time will come when I will redeem you. Pasuk Yud, Al Tira, do not be afraid. Ki imcha ani, I am with you in these difficult times. I have not forgotten the faith of your forefather Avram Avinu. Al Tishta, Tishta means do not turn away. In the Mitzvah Sin it says, Ipane v'hasara, do not turn away, do not be dismayed. Just because it's life is difficult and it seems as if I've forgotten you, do not be dismayed. Ki ani alokecha, I'm your God. Amatzticha, I have strengthened you. Af azarticha, I have helped you. Af temachticha, I have supported you. Bemin tzidki, with my right hand, which is righteous. Three expressions. Amatzticha, azarticha, and temachticha. And what is the significance of the min tzidki? I'm not sure. Yemin always means to come close. Left means to push away. Left is symbolic of pushing away, Musar. Right is symbolic of coming close and love. Haim, let's read a few more psukim. Haim, Yevoshu, Yikom. They, the nations of the world, will be embarrassed and be ashamed. Two words of shame. Kol ha-necherim bach. All those that are angry at you. It appears in the Golos there's a charoin af, a fury. A fury by the nation of the world as they bring upon us horrible things. it seems as if they're angry. All those that are angry at us, do not worry. Yihyu cha'ayin, they'll be like nothing, the yovdu, and they'll be destroyed. An shirivecha, the people that quarrel with you. Yud beis, the time will come to vakshem, you will seek them out, blissim so'im, and they will disappear. The time will come when these vicious enemies, these mighty, powerful nations, which are bringing upon you enormous pain and suffering, they will cease to exist to the degree when you look for them. You'll even want to find them in some remote island somewhere in the world. You won't even be able to find them. They don't exist. Many nations today, the ancient Babylonians, do they exist? They don't exist. The Romans, the ancient Romans, okay, there are all these countries today in the world, but they're not the real thing. They don't carry with them the ideology that these ancient nations had. They're gone. They're off the map. Tevakshem, you'll seek the matter of listen, you will not find them. Anshim Matsusecha, the people that would fight. Matsusecha, to quarrel. Those that quarreled with you, they will no longer exist. You, Ayin, they'll be like Ayin, the Efes. Efes and zero. Efes means zero. Ayin, Efes. Anshim Milchamtecha, they will be the people, continuation. You will not be able to find in the people that waged war with you. Ki ani Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Machazik Yiminecha, I am going to hold your right hand. Hashem takes us by the right hand. He holds us. Like we say, Hoshia Yemincha Va'aneini. May your right hand save us. What does that mean? It means, Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, that's Hashem's right hand. But here it says, Machazik Yiminecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu holds us by the right hand. Hashem says to you, Al Tiro, do not be afraid, Ki Ani Azarticha, I will help you. Right, so that's the basic theme that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us. First, we introduced the theme that Kadosh Baruch Hu recognizes who our forefather is. It's like Zuchus Avos, Bris Avos. Hashem knows who our forefather is, Avram Avinu, and he went up against the entire world. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will remember us. And even though now we are in Golus and things are not too good, ultimately Kadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us and he will punish our enemies. Okay, now Rashi over here, after Pasuk Ches, if you look at the regular Rashi, we have Pasuk Ches, and after Pasuk Ches, let's read Pasuk Ches, Rashi. V'yata Yishalavdi, V'ala Yesh La'azor L'cha, and therefore it's upon me, incumbent upon me to save you, to help you. Soif HaMigra, Al Tira Ki Imcha Ani, period. Kach Nira Li Chibor Inin L'fi Peshuta. Everything that we've learned so far, I've explained pretty much everything according to Rashi, and the Mitzudos is almost the same. That is the simple interpretation. However, Rashi continues, Umed Rishagodo Bibresh Srabo Dorish Kol Ha'inin B'malki Tzedek V'Avron. Umed Rishagodo interprets all of these psukim in reference to the event of after Avram Avinu succeeded in retrieving Lot and conquering the four kings. We know there's a meeting. Umalki tzedek melech shalem hoitzi lechem v'yayin v'choyim lekel elyon v'yavarechei v'yamar. He blessed Avraham, Baruch Avraham lekel elyon konei shamayim aretz. So now we're going to go back to the psukim and read some of the psukim once again and interpret them according to the Medrash what this means. So Rashi continues. So here he starts. What? You don't have the ready Rashi? Let me look.
What is reading?
Ches.
It's after the Ches. Starts again with Hey.
Right. Ches. Let me just see if you have. Let me just see. That's what you have in your Rashi. Let me see. Let me. Yeah, you have the Avraham Shlomo Yom Zera.
Sadikim.
Rashi. Okay. So okay, I see what's going on here. Here it appears that that's the Rashi Perish base. You see, it's really the same. Okay, it's really the same. It's broken up. That's what they're doing. I really do have the Rashi Perish base. It's just that in this edition, they've taken the Medrash Agadah and they've extracted it and made a Rashi Perish base. So if we look at Rashi Perish base, it starts all over again. Ru'u, that's what he's doing here. Okay, so go back to Rashi Perish Beis Umedrash Agada B'Breishis Rabba Dorish Kla'inim B'Malchit Tzedek V'Avram. Okay, it's exactly the same thing. I didn't realize. On page Reish Chaf Aleph, you have the blue ones?
Yeah.
So on page Reish Chaf Aleph, there's a Rashi Perish Beis Umedrash Agada B'Breishis Rabba Dorish Kla'inim B'Malchit Tzedek V'Avram. You see it? Rashi, what does he say? First, he starts with pasuk ru'u iim. Now, we translate according to the simple interpretation, iim means the islands. And islands is a term that refers to the nations of the world. In this interpretation, iim means the great ones. Who are the great ones? Avraham and Shem. Shem was the son of Noach. Shem, Cham, and Yefes. Shem was the Kohen Gadol. He was like the Kohen Gadol of the world at this time before the Kuna, before the Kuna was given to the descendants of Avraham Avinu. Ruiyim oisam ilchama v'yirahu. Who should be afraid? Shem. So here it says that both Avraham and Shem were afraid of the results of the war. Why? Because Avraham killed some of Shem's children or Shem's descendants. It was a world war, and even though Shem was a great leader, his children were involved in this war, and they were caught on the wrong side or whatever it was. And Avraham killed some of his descendants. So Avraham was afraid that when the war was over and he would meet Shem, Shem would have a complaint against Avraham: "You killed my children, and I can't forgive you for this. I want revenge." Likewise, Shem was afraid of Avraham, because if Avraham was so powerful to conquer the world, who knows what he'll do next? Maybe he'll find a fault in Shem. How could it be that it was your children? If it was your children, then maybe you're also guilty of something. So each one was afraid of the other. That's what Rashi says.
Sounds like the same situation now. The Arabs, the Semites too, right?
Okay, there are analogies. Shame, look at the Rashi of Yiro. Shame is Yore me Avraham. Shame was afraid of Avraham. Pen Yom Alo Hemalta Risham Elubalam, because he was afraid that Avraham would give Musar. How could it be that your children, you produced such wicked children, and they did such terrible things, and I had no choice but to kill them? We know all the details. It's interesting. A lot of this has been lost from us. There are many more details of what happened during this world war. It's very obvious. There was some major politics. Probably you can fill up a library with all the politics. Like today, you go and just even what happens in one day in this world, all the politics of all the nations in the Middle East and China and Russia, who knows where. You can write a book. You can write an encyclopedia just for one day's politics. So we only can even imagine what was going on in the world during this point of time. The four kings, the five kings, the Torah just gives us bullet points. Not even bullet points. Teeny little, just drops, teeny little ideas. Okay, you look in some of the Midrashim, it tells you a few more details, but obviously we're missing a lot of what happened. Here, Rashi fills in at least a little bit. Avraham, Shem was afraid, a whole new, you never hear this in Yeshiva Katana. Shem was afraid of Avraham, because Avraham would say, "Shem, what kind of person are you? Look at your children, what kind of chinuch, what kind of yeshivas did you send your children to? You sent them to yeshivas, they became such wicked people. I had to kill them. What kind of person are you?" Shem was afraid of Avraham. Pen yemalo hamata risham elu bi'olam. The Avraham was also afraid of Shem. Yisrael mishem lufi shahara ages banav. He killed his children. V'yasbnei elam shehem mishem. The people of Elam, those was a nation, and they were descendants of Shem. So Rashi explains, how do I know all this? Because what is the matter? Iyim means k'shem sh'iyayam misuyamim. Iyim literally means islands. And an island is something which is distinct. Look at a map. You're an island. You know, it's important to know where the islands are. If you have to make an emergency landing in the middle of the Atlantic, there are a few little islands. An island in the middle of the, mamash, right in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. People don't even know that. I forgot what it's called. It has the longest runway in the world. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
There's an island smack in the middle. If you would ask the average person like me, is there any land, any island in the middle of the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, I would say, of course not. Just one big mass of water. No, there's an island somewhere there. Would you believe it? And it has a 2-mile runway. It's the longest runway in the world. It's a backup runway for a backup landing for a space shuttle. Now the space shuttle has been retired. But when the space shuttle ran its missions, it was always on standby, just in case the space shuttle something went wrong. So they have the option of landing in the middle of the Atlantic on that island. And the space shuttle is a very long runway, 2-mile runway. And there have been times, and there have been emergencies in the middle of the Atlantic, which there's a famous story. There was one very interesting whole story with a plane landed there, whatever. Emergency ran out of fuel leaked. So just like an island is distinct, it's a metaphor for the great ones, for Avraham and Shem. They were the great ones of the world. Ish, next pasuk vav, ish esher yo yazoru. Ze oizer ze the birchos baruch Avram. That's what it means. Baruch Avram. And it wasn't clear before we were reading this. Baruch Avram. Shame. Strength in Avram. He told them Baruch Avram lekel elyoin koine shemayim v'aretz. And Avram reciprocated. V'Avraham v'yitin loy ma'aser mikol. Avram reciprocated and he gave Shem gifts. So each one strengthened the other. Avraham strengthened, even though they really were afraid, they were afraid, who knows what would happen. But the end was, they made peace. Avraham gave gifts to Shem, and Shem blessed Avram. Baruch Avram, Zayzel Zayz, B'matan, Zitla Masa Mikol. Next, Vayechazek Chorosh. This is fascinating. So here, the Chazak, who's the Chazak? Zeh Shem, Shayenofach, he was a smith. When do we find that Shem was a smith? This is something which you don't learn this when you learn Parshas Noach. When Noach built the Teva, so who built the Teva? Ask the average child. Go to Yeshiva Katana, take a poll. Ask the whole Yeshiva Katana. Who built the Teva? Noach. Did Shem, Chom, and Yefes help? What were they doing? Avram was building the Teva 120 years. Where was Shem, Chom, and Yefes? They were in college. They were paying off college loans. They were working. They were in medical school. They were busy with their father. The father was a strange bird. He was a loner on top of a hilltop building a teva, telling the world's coming to an end. They were probably embarrassed of their father. Shame coming up as new from the teva. They knew what's going on. No! What? Shame the Ava. That was maybe later on, after the novel. After the novel. They became religious. Chayze the Shuva. But
they're the same thing. The father puts up the sukkah and the kids come for
the... We're the kids. The kids are not there putting up the sukkah. So here it says, no, he was a good son, Shem. He was a smith. He was working by the side of his father. He did the metal work. The teva needed metal. It needed bolts. It needed nails. Who made the nails? They didn't have Ace hardware stores in those days. You had to go make the nails yourself. So Shem was the chorosh. When it says in the pasuk here that the chorosh is mechazek the tzoreif. Who's the chorosh? Shame. Shame was a smith. He was a craftsman. Chorosh, not nafach. He was a smith. Lasos mismaros ubrichim l'teva. He was the one that was making the nails and the bars for the teva. Es tzoreif ze Avraham should serve as abrios l'karvan es lashkin. So instead of taking this pasuk and referring to pasuk that all of the Meshugoyim in the world, they're in the business of making idols, and they're fighting in the factory. Let's get going already. Business, we have to put together some nice idols to sell for the in the market. Here it means that Shem was Mechazek Avraham in his Avodas HaKodesh, and Avraham was Mechazek Shem. So Tzoreif is Avraham, should serve as Abriyos, Tzoreif means Avraham was the Tzoreif. He purified mankind. He taught mankind the truth, the emes, Hashem, as lekarven lashchina, as hoylem. Who's the hoylem palm? The one that hits very quickly. Ze Avraham. Sorry, if it's the hoylem palm is Ze Avraham. Shaholam kol hamalachim. The reason why Avraham is called the hoylem palm, it's a mighty clap to hit in one shot. He knocked out all the kings. Shaholam kol hamalachim le pamachas. In one shot, he wiped out the four kings. Oimer la devek toivu, toivli dobek. Who's the devek? It's good to cleave to Hashem. Toivli dobek be'elokashel elo. Vaychazkeu, shom Avraham liyoyt stovak, shom vaychazkeu, shom la Avraham liyoyt stovak ba'kadosh baruch hu, lo yimol kadosh baruch hu, Avraham, he strengthened the world to cleave to kadosh baruch hu and not falter. Next, Ve'ato Yisrael, the Avraham Shlo Hayim Zera LeTzadikim Asisul Kol Zos V'yas Yisrael Avodai Hakonali Mishne Avos. So certainly, if I had Rachman upon Avraham Avinu, who was only one father, so certainly when it comes to Yaakov, who is a descendant of both Avraham Yitzchak, certainly I will have compassion. So Zera Avraham Shlo Hikirani Mitoch Atoychacha V'Limud Avoyisav. That's the point, we'll leave that out. But the point over here is that we have a very beautiful Medrash, and the Medrash interprets the entire pasuk here not in reference to Avodah Zarah, but rather one more time the Pasuk in Sarev, Pasuk Zayin, Vaychazik Chorosh Sarev, shame strengthened Avraham, Machlich Patish, Eschoilim Poam. I guess the Machlich Patish was again a reference to shame. He's the one that strengthened Avraham, who is the Eschoilim Poam. Oimer Ladevet Toifhi, who they said to the world, it's good to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaychazker v'masmarim, and they strengthened each other with nails, or the world with emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point of lohimot, that they should not turn away from their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here. So this,
it's an interesting thing. Abraham,
yeah,
fighting the idols, but he had the experience. He used to hang out at the shop. In other words, he knew how to fight,
yeah,
and everything. He had to think.